We still live in a world where addiction is continually ever growing and ever changing. One of the things I spoke about last night was we're still in a world of fentanyl, pressed pills, and now xylazine. And one of the things I stressed last night and I'll stress today is this issue with addiction keeps going lower and lower into our age ranges. So we're not dealing with it in the 20s and 30s anymore. It's coming down into the teens, into the even preteens. So what I'll say today is one of the things about this vision, and we've been working on this for quite some time, is that I'm so happy that finally we're going to have 16 beds 24/7. I'm sick of sending 700 plus people a year out of our county to get treatment. I'm sick of sending people to the emergency room where all of a sudden they get said to go to La Cataway the next day and there's no hand-holding, there's no immediate continuity of care. That's the whole point of this project, is continuity of care. So with our partnerships with the La Cata, or with the Nord Center, we're going to be able to have two floors that we're going to take care of anybody who has a behavioral health crisis. They're going to walk in, one-stop shop. It's going to be emergency room for behavioral health care, and we're going to make sure we take care of those people who need the help when they need it. Working in this field for 10-plus years now, I can't tell you how many times I've gotten calls or my colleagues have gotten calls, Friday at 4 o'clock, hey, I need help. Well, try to find somebody to have service at Friday at 4 o'clock or Friday at 10 o'clock at night. You're referring them to an emergency room. This diversion center and crisis detox center is going to be ever-changing for Lorain County and surrounding counties for that matter. We're going to welcome anybody who needs the help, and we're going to make sure that they get the right help the next day and make sure they're going to transfer to the appropriate level of care the next day.